I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us have discovered how valuable skilled leadership is in our lives, whether from wise parents, gifted bosses, or anyone else who led some task of which we've been a part. Of course, not all leaders have the right stuff, but when they do, their guidance can be magical. Recently, I read a book by a wonderful scholar, Joseph Badaracco, entitled Leading Quietly. In this week's essay, Jennifer Bristol talks about some powerful metaphors that inspire her quiet leadership.
In January, I put away the last of my Christmas lights and sighed. For weeks, I enjoyed their shine, their sparkle on my drive home, enhancing my sense of being one of many believers. I don't get caught up in what others believe in, preferring the simple thought that they believe in something and are willing to broadcast it to their neighbors. For me, leadership is a lot like Christmas lights. I look at the whole picture, decide what needs embellishment, what's worn and might need some twinkle, and get to work. There are places I seek balance, those areas where people enter in or become a part of our mission. I want it to make sense to a passerby rather than causing folks to scratch their heads and say, "What was she thinking?" There will often be one rogue bulb, one that keeps going out. I jiggle it. Success! I turn away. It's off again. I've learned to replace that bulb. In a satirical remake of The 12 Days of Christmas, someone yells, "If one goes out, they all go out." No matter how much sweat, spit, or tape we use, there is always going to be one bulb that needs to go. Dim or flickering, it will not light the path forward. And face it, no one wants to be the only dark house on the street. The power of lights goes beyond their cameo holiday appearance. Like the people and goals I struggle to craft together, they inspire a daily mantra throughout the year. I am not alone. We can work together. Shared history binds us. And in spite of worn wires, the energy needed to light them, and the occasional dead bulb, as a leader, I can change the world, one strand at a time. So what if it's only a single candle in the window that first year? It's worth celebrating this precious decoration. So I check for loose ends before packing them away. Always keep an extra bulb handy and make certain they all work before adding more. Spring will come and summer after that. With mindfulness and creativity, I'll focus on the year ahead. I've signed up to make the tough calls, but can do so with compassion. And in the darkest times, I can call up a Kodak moment and picture Christmas lights along the road. See how they shine.
Jennifer Bristol is the executive director at Mount Hope Farm Inn, of all places, Bristol, Rhode Island. She is also a senior team member for the Institute for Mindful Leadership. Bristol lives in Patuxent Village and dreams of leaving her holiday lights shining year-round. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.